Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys and one mid-20s younger brother who's gracious enough to help me out talk about old games, interesting games, but really, I shouldn't cover my mouth and then talk on the... That sounds
no,
totally
good.
Different.
No, it's really good audio. Here, I'll do it too. We'll just do the entire episode.
We just covered our mouths.
Yeah,
we've got SARS and we're trying to...
Man, what happened to SARS? It just went away.
Ashley Shake cured it.
Okay, that makes sense. But this week, I'm in transition now. I put in my 2 weeks at work and I am trying to finish that out. And these last 2 weeks have been really, really hectic. So Dave has been playing a game and that we're going to talk about on Another Shit Monday.
Sometime.
But I keep like, I need to play that game. I'm really tired from working. It's 10 o'clock. Okay, well.
We kind of flip-flop.
Yeah.
Because we flip-flopped it like with no space in between for us to like actually do Other Shit Monday. Because it was like, I was crazy busy with work. And then I got to the point where I was like, fuck it, I'm not doing this anymore. And then all of a sudden work for you just like picked up nonstop.
Although come this Friday, that's over with. And I will be starting my... I don't know how long the tenure is going to be, but I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad for a little while because Kenna's starting to crawl, and that means Meg can't take care of her at work. So it's just like, I'll stay home. All right. Awesome. Don't have to deal with my job for a little while. Once I can find another job that the pay is well enough that my entire paycheck won't be going to daycare,
right?
Then I'll start working again. But for right now...
How do you feel about the stay-at-home dad thing? Are you nervous about it?
Or? I'm a little nervous about it.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to give me the opportunity to start working out again because you'd think being on my feet for like 8 or 9 hours, constantly moving and working, I would lose weight. But I'm so tired and miserable that I just eat shitty food whenever I'm not at work.
Oh, so you're
it
stressed
kinda,
out.
Kind of balances it out.
Yeah.
So I think now I'll get a better diet and exercise, and then I'm going to start... Code Academy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start fine tuning my knowledge of Ruby. So it'll be a good opportunity. But since it came Sunday and you were like, "Have you played the game?" No, I'm gonna need to do something else. So I called my brother Ryan. He's like, "Now you've been on two episodes, so we can do an interview.
You qualify."
So this Other Shit Monday will be Ryan's interview.
I want to point out that before we started recording, Tyler, you asked Ryan if he had listened to any of the interview episodes prior, and he said no. So
we're going to have a good time.
Man, I'm sorry, Ryan, for what's about to happen. I'm just going to let you know that like your brother like totally does these. Like I just kind of sit here and laugh and occasionally ask a dumb question. But Tyler's got an art for interviews.
Okay.
Especially when I already know the answers to all the questions I want to ask. So I can sort of steer where things are going to go.
Yeah.
But I'm your beard host, Tyler. And I wanted to think about a story involving Ryan. I'm going to get to more stories in the interview, but wanted to start out with. And the thing about me is I'm very strong with selective attention. So once I really start paying attention to one thing, everything else around me disappears.
Like the Kim Kardashian mobile game.
Yep.
Bye, Peter Panda. you made it 3 minutes.
Hey, fish lips, Jay. or just Kim Kardashian, period, because she's a pretty, pretty perfect specimen. But anyway, you have to at least agree with me. Maybe her game is shit, but she's pretty fucking hot.
They stopped listening. I don't know why you're trying to win them back over.
Come on, Peter Panda's hot. Don't play her game, but tell me, agree on this post. Be like, Okay, she is pretty hot. Or say that she's gross and that's your problem with the game. You only play pretty people games. I don't know. I don't know your purpose, your Banda. But I remember I was told this. I don't remember it very well. But so through my mom's eyes, I'm watching TV in the living room. And I'm like 2 feet from the screen. I'm really into something. I don't know what it was. Probably like Ninja Turtles or something like that. I'm zoned in watching it. Ryan is really little and wants me to play with him. He brings in toys and wants me to play with him. But of course, I am zoned in on this TV show. Mm-hmm. He is not, like, he's trying to talk to me and he's poking me. I will not pay any attention to him. So my mom is in the other room doing laundry. She hears the garage door open. A few seconds later, she hears it shut. And then she's sitting there. She's like, oh, well, okay, well, I guess they came back in. And she keeps like folding laundry or whatever. And then she hears a very, very loud ping. And then hears me just scream like I was murdered. What Ryan did to get my attention was to go into the garage, picks up my aluminum T-ball bat, goes in the living room, and as hard as he can, hits me in the back of the head with the aluminum baseball bat so I'll pay attention to him.
Well, I mean, you turned out fine. You turned out fine. No real harm done.
No, probably. Probably.
Minimal brain damage. What's up, internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host, and I hope you don't mind, you two, but I prepared a little personality quiz I'd like us all to take for 40 minutes. yeah. No, not really. I don't.
We're going to take the Myers-Briggs personality test in real time. It's going to be great.
I don't have a brother, so I don't really have a brother story. Ryan, I don't think I met you until you recorded.
Yeah,
I'd heard about you. Yeah. I'd seen you before. Yeah. Like when we were playing D&D, I'd seen you come in and then leave and be like, all right, I'm pretty sure that's Tyler's brother.
Ryan would be out of Ambien, come and borrow one and then leave again. Or you saw him at my wedding. That's probably the only other time.
Yeah, that is true. So it's kind of been here and there, and it's like, I'm pretty sure that's Tyler's brother. And then, now I know for 100% sure. I don't have a brother. I don't have a Ryan. I have a sister that's 13 years younger than me. I can tell you something that she will really not like me telling. When I was in high school, I think I was like a sophomore in high school, she was probably like 4 or 5 years old. And she used to love hanging out in my room. She loved coming in and watch like Blue's Clues and stuff like that in my bedroom. And it used to really make me mad because I was a teenage boy who wanted to masturbate in my room. And so I tried to be a good sport about it most of the time. And then I remember we moved from that house. So, you know, like when you move, you put all your furniture in a big truck and mm-hmm. they take it some other place. I remember my mom, the next time I saw her after they moved and I was at Murray, she's offhandedly said to me, you know, I almost threw that file cabinet away. I had a file cabinet in my room. And I was like, why? She's like, well, because you put so many boogers on the back of it. And I was like, nope. No, I never did that. She's like, really? Because they were like, it was just covered with boogers. It's like someone carpeted the back of the file cabinet with boogers. I know it was bad because like my mom doesn't throw stuff away. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, she's the kind of person who's like, oh yeah, this file cabinet's got another like 15 years in it. But I just imagine her turning around and be like, nope. So apparently my sister liked to sitting there, watch Blue's Clues and just pick her nose and rub it on the back of the file cabinet.
I'm curious how many boogers that couch has in it, that ottoman.
This ottoman?
Yeah, because I would always pick my head. Because the cloth on the bottom, the black cloth, it hangs down and you can stick your hand under there. And I would pick my nose and I would stick my hand under there and wipe it on the inside of the chest. So there's no telling how many boogers.
Let's open it up right now on the box.
I lost my virginity on it and it's full of Ryan's boogers. Dad Bog Nation, I will sell this ottoman for $99. Bill Hawkins, I'm mostly talking to you. Buy my virginity booger filled ottoman.
And I also remember when I was, when I lived in Pennsylvania, the most awful state, there was this friend of mine, he was a Polish kid. His family was Polish, and I think they had moved there, moved to America, 10 years prior. And the reason I bring this up is because this dude, constantly had his finger in his nose. And, My mom never wanted him to come over. Never. Like, oh, man, she dreaded it when he came over. His name was Stefan, which I always remembered because I was like, he's like the cool Stephen Urkel. He's a really, really, really white Stephen Urkel who has his finger always in his nose. And he would, like, come in my room, and he was the kid who would, like, insist on touching everything and like going through all your stuff. Like, oh yeah, you got books. And you just start taking like Johnny Five, like taking books off the shelf. I don't know what this
and butt and butt.
It reminds me of it's not my story, but if you ever interviewed Dad, he has this story of, he used to work with a guy that used to touch his asshole all the time and then smell it at work, and they always made
like
fun of
him. Like in front of people?
In front, like he would always try to hide it, he said. Like, but like, he would come around the corner and he'd be like this, and then later on he'd be like, smell his finger. But hearing Dad tell it is so awesome.
Can we get that guy on the show?
I
think that would be right.
I mean, we just check Megan's list. I'm sure he's on there somewhere. We can find him. That reminds me of the story Dad told me about when he was really young. I think he was in middle school, and they had one friend who could drive. And the friend that could drive also had a girlfriend. So he would go, his friend and his girlfriend would go on a date, and then the friend would come and pick Dad and Dad's other friend up, and they'd be in the back seat, and while they were driving around, the friend would hold his hand back. It's like, hey, smell this. And they'd smell his fingers where he fingered his girlfriend, and they'd laugh. They'd laugh, be like, I know what it smells like now.
He never told me that. That's awesome.
How'd you miss that old chestnut?
That's got a lot of finger smelling story.
What we should do is when we get them on the show, we should all dip our fingers into something.
Can you tell what it is? The Randy finger smell test. Tadpog original. You got any stories, Ryan, or you just want to hear questions?
I'm trying to think. You said something about fingering. Well, I remember.
Yep.
I didn't finger this girl, but I feel really bad about it now thinking about it.
Because you didn't?
No, because it was, I remember Daniel, he lived close to us, and he had this girlfriend that he had dated for like a month or two, and we were at church, of course, and then we were on this church trip, and we were sitting on, it was like a bench in the van, and I always got this vibe that she kind of liked me, but she's in the middle, and we're on both sides. And like we're sitting there, and I don't know, it's dark, and I like had my hand all over her pants and just touching her all over while she's sitting next to him. And I don't know, I just feel really bad about that.
I'm glad.
It's a confession.
I think we should all
Daniel,
confess.
I've never told anybody that. Actually, Danielle better not listen to this one.
That's what I was just about to ask. Is if she listened.
Well, see, I decided I did a very shitty friend test thing. I don't know if I've talked about this, that I wanted to friend test Josh Nance of Uniracers fame. And I felt like my girlfriend at the time did kind of have a crush on Josh. So she didn't have a problem doing this. So we were over at her house, and I talked to her beforehand. So I was like, I had been complaining about my stomach issues, quote unquote, the whole night. I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and go to the bathroom. So that was her cue while I was gone, and she's in the room with Josh. She comes over and sits by Josh and asks him to finger her. So
this is either going to end really bad or okay.
Well, Tyler and Josh are still friends. Yeah.
So, like, I mean, well, whenever I've told the story before, they're like, she had no problems, like, doing that. Like, okay. I was like, no. I kind of think, like, if he would have done it, maybe she would have rolled with it. I don't know. But he was just kind of looked at her, and he's like, I'm flattered, but I don't think that would really be good for mine or your relationship with Tyler at all if I did that. So he withstood the friendship test and passed.
Failed her friendship test, past years.
So, yeah, I've done some bad things to Josh Nance, some shitty friendship things.
I think putting the booger on his face while he's playing Metroid is worse than that story you just said. He's not a file cabinet.
Or an ottoman. All right. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, Ryan. Okay. Lots of, no, don't look at my notebook.
I won't.
All right. To you, what is your personal definition of what a gamer is? What is a gamer?
What is a gamer?
Mm-hmm.
Someone that can, it's kind of like, to me, a gamer is someone that is very similar to a reader in that while you're, it's like an interactive book. Mm-hmm. Like a gamer is someone that can get into a video game and either, well, there's two sides of it, I believe. There's you're going to play a game for a story, and then you're going to play a game multiplayer to play with your friends, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. It's hard to answer that for me.
So you think a gamer is two different things?
Yes.
Okay. There's not like one definition for a gamer. You're just,
yeah.
There's multiple archetypes for what a gamer would be.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Josh famously said that anyone that exclusively plays Call of Duty games is not a gamer.
Yeah. No. I mean.
So are you a gamer?
Yes.
What camp do you fall in?
I do both, but I would say I'm more of the multiplayer. Not a multiplayer, not as in the sense of like a shooter or a racer, but I'm more of a like an MMO kind of person.
Yeah.
You are. Big time.
Are you missing a raid tonight? I know last time you recorded.
I quit my guild.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, man.
What happened?
Shit. Well, it was.
We're going to put that tattoo.
They went through this new loot system to where it was like they went by rank instead of DKP, which would be you gain over time. Like each raid, you get a certain amount of points over and over and over. And you can spend that. You bid on items with those points. Well, they changed that to there's a ranking system. So it's like guild master and then officer and then raider and then peon.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy above me was an officer and I'm just a regular raider. And the way that loot goes is the officer, he can get any loot he wants, and what he doesn't want gets passed on to a raid. And I'd raid for like 2 months, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for 2 months, and I didn't get a single piece. And he ended up getting like 10 pieces in a row.
Yeah, fuck that. That sounds pretty bad.
I was like, I'm not doing that anymore.
First of all, it sounds like you were in like a hardcore raiding group, because like. When I played WoW, we raided a little bit, but like there was never arguments about loot because I guess it was just so shitty. It was just like, oh, we got something. Who wants it?
Yeah, like roll.
Yeah, yeah, essentially.
When I raided in Final Fantasy XI, it was mostly cast lots on just about everything. But
I'm surprised there's not like a system in the game for that.
Yeah, it's just they have a new one. It's personal loot and then need or greed. That's a different type, and then we use DKP, which is just the more you show up, the more points you get, and you get to bid like an auction.
Yeah.
Ain't that seems most fair. I like that system.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wouldn't be that bad, but they added that officer crap in it, and it ruined it.
That means the people that started it were just greedy. Yeah.
Yeah, or like maybe a friend of theirs. Like, did someone just join the guild and was like, oh, man, we got to get this guy leveled up. Hey, you're an officer. By the way, officers get first pick on loot from here on out.
But like what changed it for me is like I met friends online. And I'm still Facebook friends with them. I raided with them, and we've been really, really good friends for like 6 or 7 years now.
So. How long have you played WoW?
WoW's been out for 10 years, 9 years.
Wow. Jesus. Nonstop? Like, have you, like, your subscription's
been
active?
I've taken like a month or two break, but that's it.
I remember you would quit, be like, all right, I'm really going to focus on school. And then a month later, they're like,
yep.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah. I'd try a different game, try another MMO, try do something. Nope, can't. Well, it's like WoW is the only game that like all of my friends play.
Mm.
Yeah, I could see that being like a huge draw.
Like at one point, we had like 12 of our friends that would get on and we'd all PvP together.
See, that was my favorite part of Final Fantasy XI when like we had enough of our friends playing to do a full party. Then it was something different then.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I could see where you... If I had that, maybe I would have stuck around the MMO longer.
That's what makes it harder for me to get into other games, too, because I'm thinking, I could be getting all this other stuff to play with my friends and, you know, be a badass, or I can just play a story by myself and no one sees that.
Right. I think that the friend thing, like having real friends that play in an MMO with you is, like, really powerful, because when I was playing WoW, I stopped playing because, like, everybody I knew stopped playing. And it was just like, I felt so alone being like, I mean, like guild members are, I mean, they're nice and everything, but it's just, it's not as fun when you like, can't like have a conversation outside of the game about the game. So I don't know.
So is WoW your favorite game of all time then?
I guess it would have to be, yeah. And it's not, but I would say it's really close between, for like MMO-wise, it's tied. Like,
you've played another MMO that you think is just as good?
Yeah.
What's that?
And that was Asheron's Call.
Okay.
I haven't played that one. I'm sure Sean Miller has.
Yeah.
And of course, it came out in like 99, and...
Is that its own thing, Asheron's Call, or is it an EverQuest game? Or
no, it's its own thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Turbine made it, I think.
Oh, okay.
What was so good about it in comparison to WoW?
I guess it was the first like MMO I'd ever gotten into.
Oh, okay. That was your Maxwell Silver Hammer just going in.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, since you like World of Warcraft so much, yeah. A long time ago, I got choked out and was rendered unconscious.
Oh, my God.
While, and I had to be rushed to the hospital. Whenever I was like in the hospital getting like the CAT scan, what were you doing?
I was sleeping.
Or were you sleeping? Like you were woken up and told like the news, like Tyler's in the hospital.
Tyler's about to die. That's the way I heard it.
What kind of effect did that have on you?
I cried. I bawled like a little baby.
I love you too. I didn't know that till years later. Till like my mom's like, yeah, Ryan cried whenever we told him you were in the hospital. I was like, that was honestly like, I was in, let's see.
Yeah, when did this happen?
I was a freshman in high school, so that would have put you in like fifth grade. And that was the first that I remember emotional reaction you've ever had to me in any way.
I don't know. I think hitting you with the baseball bat's an emotional reaction.
It's like you were thinking, I don't know.
The first non-violent emotional reaction.
I don't know if he's a pussy or if he really cares about me.
All right. So if World of Warcraft is probably an Asheron's Call / number one,
yeah.
Let's say top five, and that can be one of them. What would you say your other favorite games are?
Dang, no, that'd be hard because I'm sure after I was
genre or series are fine too. Like you can say,
I would say a list, and then I would go home, and I'm just gonna be like, dang it, that was so that was up there. Okay, I it would take me a while to make an order, but I would say Grand Theft Auto, but Vice City.
Okay, that's what I feel like. That I've never really played a Grand Theft Auto game. Yeah.
Vice City
feel like
is my favorite.
That's commonly what I hear everybody really enjoys.
Vice City is my favorite too.
Okay, and then I was thinking about the questions you might ask, and I actually thought of this. I was like, what is my favorite games? Final Fantasy Tactics would be up there too.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna talk about that on the show soon, hopefully.
Yeah,
if I can finish it for my third time.
That sounds good. We'll have you and Josh on then. It'll be a good show.
Okay,
all right.
I remember you spamming accumulate for hours.
Yeah. Everybody, set up everybody a squire, go to different sides of the board. Accumulate.
Focus.
Name some genres that you like, and maybe I can get off of that.
I mean, I always say like Earthbound. Because I'm saying Earthbound, I'm just going to have to say Chrono Trigger. The Fallout series, Bioshock.
So RPGs.
RPGs are always my thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you might have liked RPGs when you were younger, just because that's what I bought, so you kind of had to play
like,
those.
I always have, but it's not, I don't know. I have a wider variety of what I like, I think.
Yeah. Definitely now.
Yeah. I would say, not in RPG genre, I would say Gran Turismo. I really got into those.
So you like simulation racing games?
Yes. Like, I don't like... I guess I like the second Need for Speed, but I never really got into those like I did. I'm way into my Sims than I am.
Well, you said it took me to think of like the Sims.
Simulators, yeah.
Those are the racing games that I can't hang with, man. Was Need for Speed 2, was that Hot Pursuit?
No.
Or was that 3?
Yeah, it was. I'm thinking of Underground 2.
Okay, okay.
Hot Pursuit. That's Hot weird Pursuit, that I really did play that game a lot. Did. Like, strangely.
We should do an episode on Hot Pursuit.
What was that car that you got that was faster than anything else? There's one.
The
car.
Diablo? Something like that. I remember getting that, and I'd always choose like the country level.
Yeah.
Go to the country town level. So the cops are all in like shittier cop cars. I pull over, man. You're speeding and breaking the law.
That game used to make me so mad because it's like it doesn't matter how well you drove, like the cops would always be, like they would just spawn right behind you. Like, oh, well, I guess.
So then you just see one crash in the side of you.
there was a game that we played for hours and hours and I can think of it right now. Morrowind. I put so many hours in Morrowind and Oblivion.
See, I have never played.
I'm surprised.
I played the intro, like where you name your character and spend 8 hours making the face you're never gonna see in that game, and then that's it. That's what I've done on Morrowind and Oblivion, and that's it. That's as much as I've played both of those games.
I never played Morrowind, but Oblivion, man, I sunk so many hours into.
I'd heard so many good things about Oblivion. I remember the first time I ever heard Ashley Shake really go on about it, because he said like he played it over at a friend's house, and he's like, I just sat on the beach and I killed crabs and just looked at the water, and it was one of like just the most peaceful but at the same time enthralling gaming experiences of my life.
And another pet peeve that I had, I was really in Halo 2. I've played all the Halos, but I was really in Halo 2.
Again, man, I didn't realize our gaming was this different.
It's different, yeah. And I always had a pet peeve when everybody was like, I would hear people, oh, I'm so good at Halo, I'm so good. And it just made me mad because I knew, like, I was one of those people, they just weren't as good as me. Like, I would think in my head, I'm like, it would make me mad because I knew he wasn't as good as me, and he thinks he's a badass, but he's not.
Man, you were channeling Blake Woods so hard right now. That's exactly the kind of thing he would say to me. Yeah.
And like I played against someone that played in competitions and traveled in competitions, and we played against opposite teams, and we were completely even. Like he wouldn't. I remember we went to a tournament with like all of my friends, and there was like 20 of us, and he was there, and it was me and him. They were always on both opposite sides to make it even. But like I don't know. I guess that was my pinnacle of the.
Where you feel like your skill was?
I feel like my skill was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, how many – okay, well, we talked about games.
Okay.
So what do you think is the biggest trouble you've ever been in? Legally.
Illegally.
Let's say – well, with the law.
Like, do you mean tell
– it's a good story.
Okay. Me and Tyler, I've always been polar opposites when it comes to – like, Tyler's always been into video games, and that's where our common ground is video games and computers, that kind of thing. But I followed the footsteps of my dad, and I've always been into cars. And when I turned 18, dad was like, okay, well, we can get you a nice car. And I ended up getting a 350Z, exactly what I wanted. And
you've had like a car payment since you were like 16.
Yeah. And
I've never had a car payment. I'm 30 years old.
And I always loved to street race. And that car easily seen 140 multiple times. And me and my friends were at the mall one night, and like their parents, somebody had dropped them off, and they didn't have a way home. And there's two of them, they're twins, and it's me in my car, and it's only a two-seater. There's no back seat. So we're like, okay, well, you can get in the trunk. And so one's in the passenger seat and the other one's in the hatch.
How did they decide?
There's no seat.
Like, did you make that call? Well, or you're like, well, you're in the trunk.
No,
you're in the seat.
Well, one's always like, I claim this. And Jared's always.
They're twins.
They're twins.
Okay.
So one's, Jacob is usually like, oh, I call this. And Jared's usually the bitch. And he's like, oh, okay.
I'll get in the trunk.
Yeah, I'll get in the trunk.
I'm the bitch.
He's in the trunk, and I see another Z, and we were talking, and I was like, I'm going to race this guy. And they were in the trunk. One's in the trunk, another passenger seat. Well, we get on the interstate, and we just take off, and we probably got up to, I would say, 130, and we see I seen blue lights come on the other side of the interstate.
Hot pursuit.
A hot pursuit, yeah. For speed, just on the other side. And my instinct was, I've heard all these stories about my dad running from the cops and getting away. And I'm like, damn it, I'm going to have my story. I'm going to tell my kids this. So my idea, the guy in front of me, we both turned our lights off and took the off-ramp.
Oh.
And I come off the interstate, and I just stab the brakes. And I'm going way too fast. And I just stab him, and it's just locking up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take this corner wide. It's right there in front of the college. And I'm going to take this corner wide. And when I did, I didn't realize that I could have made it wide, but there was a median that was about a foot high.
Uh-huh.
And I just slammed that.
Oh, shit.
And like I just hit it and then I went over it. So it wasn't like I just and just stopped. But, and I.
Well, they're not twins anymore. They're just one. They're just one.
And why have all this ground meat in your trunk, son?
So even after I hit it, I was like, oh, I can still get away. He's way behind me.
Yeah.
So I pulled into the college and I parked in between cars that were already parked there. It was like probably midnight. And I turned my lights off and we would just scramble and we're freaking out. We get out of the car and just run. And then it was probably, I would say, 30 minutes
later. Did you let the guy out of the truck?
Yeah. No, he's sitting in the back, guys. waiting for the cops to show up, and he'd be in the back seat. It was about 30 minutes later. We're like, okay, well, we got away. Let's go look at the car. And we come back, and we're looking at the car, and all of a sudden, this cop car pulls around and then turns his lights on. And we're like, oh, shit. And
they were just waiting for someone to come back to it?
No, and ended up, they came up to me and started talking to me. And it was whenever I hit the median, there was a car that was coming, and that coming that way, that seen me hit the median, seen me go behind the school. Well, they called the cops and said, I just seen an accident. This is where they are.
If it wasn't for that person, I would have got away.
Yeah. And ended up, after it ended up bending my rim and all that stuff. And that's another story. But, and the cop took me in and, he was like, I'm not going to get you for fleeing and evading, that kind of thing. And I went to jail for all night, and the dad bailed me out in the morning, and then I seen my charges, and it was 4 felonies.
Jesus Christ.
The cop didn't put it on, but the courts did. They put the fleeing and evading. So I had fleeing and evading, felony in a car, and then wanton endangerment for endangering the other car had 2 people in it, so endangering their life and then endangering Jared's life in the trunk. So it was 3 to 15 years in prison.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But I ended up getting probation for 3 years, and I fulfilled that, and they dropped everything.
I was about to say, that was 15 years
ago. That was 15 years ago. This happened when Ryan was 10, 9.
You're a pretty wild kid.
But that's the only crazy thing, I think.
So after that, until my mom's like, where did you go wrong? Both of your sons going to jail? She did not like that at all.
My friends always made fun of me because I was always the good kid. Like, I never do any drugs. Like, I never did anything. Like, yeah. I didn't even try alcohol until I was 23. Never even tried it. And, like, they always make fun of me that I was the good kid and I don't do any drugs. And they would drink and they would smoke weed and everything. And then I was the only one that ever went to jail.
Y'all, the world. Love how that show works. Oh, man.
Oh, okay. I would say the other time that I wasn't in legal trouble, was the most trouble I've ever been in, was for running from the cops. When I was 16, I ran from a cop too. Ended up being our neighbor.
The cop was your neighbor?
The cop was our neighbor. And so I didn't get in any legal trouble, but he called mom and dad and had them come pick me up. And they ended up, dad took my car and put it in the field pretty much behind the house and just parked it for like a week.
Well, he made you sell your 350Z after that.
And as much as I sold that 350Z for, it didn't cover all the lawyer fees.
Yeah.
I bet. I mean, I bet like lawyer fees for like facing 4 felonies are probably pretty steep.
Yeah.
Because they stretched it out. Like every time you had a court, they'd push it back, push it back, push it back. So just like, let's just keep this kid on edge about whether his life is over or not for a good like 9 months.
And I had drug tests every like once a month, and I had to go piss in a cup right in front of a dude in a mirror. And
oh yeah,
yeah,
like he's that's like hard. Making sure that you don't like pour in some other.
Yeah,
and did he ever say anything like nice wiener?
Yeah, what you do is you make eye contact and start jerking off slowly. You can't look away. You have to watch me.
Well, see, the technique was I play with it a little bit so he didn't think it was small whenever I did it. So he'd be like, man, that guy's got a big dick.
Well, that's only going to make him look more. I can't believe that dude has a big dick. I mean, he came in that cup 3 times before he peed in it. But
Well, that's just like honey and hand soap. What'd you do? Oh, shit. Okay. So we talked about your favorite games and your gaming genre. What are some games that you just cannot stand? And you think you hate playing them, you think the premise of them is awful, whether or not they're widely liked or not. Or what are some gaming trends you also just don't understand?
See, if I knew these questions beforehand, I would have so many answers. Games that I just despise.
We don't want anyone to ever appear smart on the show. Mm-mm. So
nope.
I hate MOBAs.
Yeah.
League of Legends, Dota 2.
Okay.
Ugh.
Tyler's played one of those for like a few minutes,
awesome,
right?
Knots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried and I just, I can't stand them.
What don't you like about them?
It's like the bird's eye, the view, like the camera view and just the spanning. I don't know. It might just be the mechanics of it. I just don't like.
So it doesn't have anything to do with like the reason that I'm afraid to play them, and that is people yelling at me constantly.
Yeah, I hear they're so miserable just trying to get into it. So nuh-uh. Like it's easier to get into the Masons than it is to get into like League of Legends.
It's like it's bad enough in like Warcraft Battlegrounds where it's just like that's what from what I understand that's what MOBAs are. It's just people like just bitching nonstop.
Yeah, and it's there's no. You have to play with other players, and it's like you solely depend on other people, 100%. Like, you can't just go in and be really, really good and just dominate the game because you depend so much on other people.
Can you do, like, pre-mades and stuff like that? Like, can you?
Yeah,
okay. So, I mean, it's not all just, like, random matchmaking and stuff. So you can, like, ruin real friendships, too, not just
online. Exactly, yeah.
Because, I remember, I guess that sort of, like, kind of turned a corner for me in Final Fantasy XI was... there was one super powerful guy we all kind of depended on. So it was like I couldn't play the game without relying on this one character. Well, Cervantes was his character name. Okay. I don't know his real name.
Cervantes.
I know he's a plumber from like New York, I think. Meg would always ask him plumbing questions.
Yo, Cervantes, do I got to replace this whole flapper in my toilet? Or?
But I would, I mean, because he was like a max level ninja with all like the best gear in the game. So anytime any of us would want anything, I had to have Cervantes along because he would just wreck everything. And then, but he had a crush on another person in our link shell / guild that later we found out was a dude just really good at pretending to be a girl for a very, very long time. But he has feelings for this girl. DK was her quote-unquote name.
DK ended up being a guy?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was because DK's daughter also played, and it was DK's daughter that ended up spilling the beans about that one day. But something had happened, and I had to quickly like drop out of a party DK was in, and that made Cervantes furious, so he wouldn't help me anymore. And I remember standing in my hometown in the game. It was like, I don't even know how to fucking play this game without this dude. So that is when I was like, I started looking up all these different guides about how to play by yourself in Final Fantasy XI, which is difficult to do.
It's really not even worth doing, I don't think.
So I that's what got me into the Beastmaster job, which is the only solo job in the game. And it's fun, but super difficult.
And grindy.
Yeah.
Like that I don't know about now, but like it used to take forever to gain like a level. Yep.
And making money, the only way you can really make money by yourself is fishing. So that's what got me really into that rabbit hole of fishing in Final Fantasy, which I did. I was in like some high tier like raiding guilds really for high end gear. And they're like, we're going to go fight Tiamat and get blah, 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 blah drops. I'm like, no, I'm good. I just sit there and down just fishing. I had to catch 2,000 fish today, man, if I'm going to get my quota. Because I had to...
I love that you had a quota. Yeah. I wish, like, I love to think that, like, you're in your apartment, you've hired a manager to, like, check in, like, jump up your ass when you haven't gotten 2,000 fish.
Well, you can only
catch... What are you thinking, Tyler?
If you want that Lusheng's fishing rod by the end... Because I timed it, like, in order for me to get the Lusheng's fishing rod in Final Fantasy XI, which was the second most powerful rod in the game, the first one being almost impossible to get... To get the Lusheng's fishing rod, you had to catch, like, I think 10,000 moat carp. And, okay, I'm wrong. The most fish you can catch in a day is 200. So if I wanted to get the Lushang's fishing rod by the end of my school semester,
yeah,
I had to catch those 200 fish every single day. And that was priority one.
Was it?
As soon as I got off from school, is to catch that 200 moat carp. I wasn't doing anything else until I got my 200 moat carp.
Was it only 10,000?
Yeah. 10,000 moat carp.
I thought it was more than that. But it's not like every cast is, you're not pulling up a moat carp every cast.
No, not at all.
So it's not just like cast 200 times. All right, got my moat carp.
I mean, I would fish for 6 hours and I would end up with 12, 24, 30, maybe 7 stacks of moat carp and stack is of 12. So
you never botted?
No. When you said bot, like bot is in like making.
Oh,
a,
no.
I mean, you bought it. I was like, you mean just bot.
I didn't mean purchase.
Did you bot it into more fish?
No. Did you set up a script or anything to fish for you? Because I know a lot of people did that.
They changed it to where it was an active game. Like it wasn't just cast and then wait to reel in. Like
right.
It was like do the arrow game. Keys and
so, yeah, I forgot about that.
I remember you could script it, but it was very, very difficult to do.
Because I remember when I was playing Final Fantasy XI, I totally scripted. I remember like setting my little character up in the Oasis or whatever and be like, well, I'm going to be rich tomorrow. And I'd go to bed, I'd wake up and be like, yep, I'm rich.
I think I probably bought 2,000 of those 10,000 moat carp. I caught all the rest.
Yeah, I bought it in WoW for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, and ended up bad. But no, I bought it, and it was a very, very secure bot, and Blizzard ended up suing them and shutting them down.
Was it, what was it called? Because wasn't Glider like a really big deal?
It was, but it was like, it was bigger than Glider. I forgot. Okay. It was, I forgot what it was called now. I can't remember. But, and then we had such success for it with it. It was like a year of using it until it got shut down that we didn't use it. And I had the bright idea to try a different bot. So I tried the different bot and ended up, I had probably 6 years on that WoW account and it ended up getting frozen.
Oh, damn.
And not only did mine get frozen.
I would have been done at that point.
Jared, the same guy as the truck dude. The truck guy.
Old truck dude, Jared.
He had just gotten max level on a character and he was like, all right, for one night, he was like, I'm just going to just do it one night here. Bought my guy in BGs and just honor capped me. It's like, okay. And then that next day is when the whole band thing came through and both of us got banned.
Oh, sorry, Gerald.
Yeah. He still regrets. He still brings it up all the time. So.
Does he still play?
Yeah. We both started back.
Yeah. I think Blizzard has to love that, right? Blizzard has to be like, you're banned. Would you like to give us $15 and come back?
Yeah. There's no telling how much money that's not in subscription fees, but like you want to server transfer $25. Like, I have a whole page of server transfers, probably like $700 just in character transfers.
Damn. Is that to like join different raiding guilds?
Yeah, just like, oh, I'm going to play with this friend or this friend. That was before like you could play cross server.
Yeah.
So I would do that all the time.
This like, I think this is another difference between like you and Tyler. Because like Tyler and I are both so cheap where it's been like, I know like people have been playing Final Fantasy.
I can buy 25 Steam games for $25.
So it's just like, okay, well, we're done.
Oh, man.
See, I have such a wide variety. It's just like I like so many genres of games.
I'm getting better now than I used to be, but I was so single-minded. Like, it was just RPGs, and then after I played Final Fantasy XI, like it was just like those games. That was it. Everything else, like, fuck off.
Have you ever been into a racing game at all?
Really, really into a racing game?
Not Mario Kart.
I mean, other than
Top Gear 2.
Fuck. I remember like Top Gear 2. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's about 2 years ago. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, I did like. I played a little bit. I mean, it wasn't as strictly a racing game. I liked the original Twisted Metal.
Oh, man, I forgot Twisted about Twisted Metal.
I liked the guy that had
the ice cream truck.
The Sweet Tooth. But no, I liked. Because it was ridiculous because he had his arms and legs like fused into tires.
Yeah.
So that was just his car is him.
I know who you're talking
suspended
about.
Suspended in tires. I played as that guy a lot. Other than that, like racing games just generally just don't appeal to me. Wipe out Extra Large. I played a whole lot with Ashley Shake back in the day. So there has to be some kind of it can't be strictly racing. I guess I don't like simulation racing games at all. There has to be some kind of like combat or bonus or something to it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I still I feel like because of Tadpog, my tastes have broadened considerably. And whenever I tried to break free of Final Fantasy XI, that did it too. But that's still something I can't have anything. Yeah.
I'm kind of mad at Final Fantasy XI for like just completely ruining you on the MMOs. Because like it's
like I've tried to get into just try to start right. Well. No.
Yeah. No. Like, me too.
The most successful. I would say the most successful single game of all time. I mean.
Wow.
I mean, it's okay, definitely up there.
Most profitable game of all time. Single game. Mm. And you haven't really even tried it.
I played till I had a dwarf priest to level 7.
Okay. Point taken.
But I guess, see, because I loved Final Fantasy XI, and then I feel like I lost 5 years of gaming to it, so I'm afraid to ever play that again because I'm going to feel like I'm going to want to play that whenever I already have a 3,100-hour Steam. Thanks to everyone telling us about that. How long would it take to beat your entire library? Like, I have 3,100. Dave, you have 3,300 hours.
I don't know how that is possible. Because, like, when I did that, I was like, how the fuck do I have, like, 200 more hours than Tyler? Like, they must be, like, accounting, like, I must have something in there that is, like, really ongoing. Where it's like they just average out. Where they're like, okay, well, let's see. This guy's got Terraria. Josh Nance also plays Terraria. He's got 1,000 hours in it. So
1,000 hours, beat that.
I also have Skyrim on Steam. Do you have Skyrim? Mm-hmm. Well, fuck, I'm trying to think of like all like the really
Skyrim
massive
and Oblivion
games.
And Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas.
I have no idea. Maybe they're looking at Meat Boy and they're like, well, no one ever really gets everything on Meat Boy, but we know that this guy, Dave, he probably will. So 500 hours.
Whenever I said WoW was the most successful game in the world, both of you looked at me like,
"We had what did you think?" Yeah. Like it sounds.
What games would you say?
I probably don't have one. That just sounds like
it's a bold statement. I should have an argument for it.
Yeah. I feel like I should tell you you're wrong.
Yeah.
I can't.
No, I mean, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
I don't like that game as much. You shouldn't be right. Something I like should be that.
I don't know why I had that reaction because like, you're right. I totally did. Like it was for like a split second. I was like, "What the? Yeah, you're probably right."
No, I really think Earthbound is the most successful, most profitable video game of all time, Ryan. Okay, it sold like 20 copies here in the United States.
Well, it's not like I loved World of Warcraft. Like, if I had friends that still played it, I would totally play it.
Yeah.
But like, I've still got my Final Fantasy 14 account, and I don't play it. And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I know where you're coming from, Tyler, because like you feel compelled. You're like, you're paying this subscription. You feel compelled to play. Mm-hmm. Like I get the opposite where it's like, I just see that bill and I'm like, well, fuck. There's another month, $15 wasted.
I didn't feel so bad about Final Fantasy XI because that was tied to my mom's credit card. Uh-huh. So I kept that subscription for like 2 years after I quit playing. That credit card had to expire before we stopped paying Final Fantasy XI. So, do you play this anymore, Tyler? Oh, not right now, but I'll probably go back. I don't want to lose like 5 years of my life, uh-huh. So just keep paying $12. Thank you.
Do you think she'll pay for my Final Fantasy XIV remastered really nice?
Probably. I mean, okay. She did pay for your Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
It's a little different, though. The $10 game versus the, I don't know, $15 a month over the course of...
If you just talk to her and they're like, oh, it's for the podcast, and Tyler would really benefit from it.
Tyler really... You know how much Tyler loves doing the podcast.
Oh, I don't know. The Kim Kardashian mobile game is pretty successful, right?
It has 1 million downloads.
I know, for me personally, I've spent way more time playing that than I have World of Warcraft. Oh, this is the episode where 10 people stop listening to Tadpog.
I like how this has turned out so far.
So you're married now.
Yep.
To a very nice girl. I like her very much. I didn't like your previous girlfriend as much. Yep. I think that was probably one of the few times like I'd seen you get genuinely like barely able to contain your rage mad at me
when
concerning your girlfriend before your wife, which you go, break up, get back together,
I know what you're getting at. I know what you're getting at, yeah.
Yeah, and I came in like you had just gotten back together and I was skeptical, but I came in, I gave her a hug and I said something along the lines of like, don't break his heart again or like a vague veiled threat. Yeah, like, don't break his heart again, or then we're all going to hate you forever. Like, and then I left again, and uh-huh. she got She got super upset and like ran out of the house. And like I remember like, because you walked up to me and like, if you could have set me on fire, like you would have right then with your eyes. Because like you looked at me and you knew you couldn't open your mouth and talk to me without just losing your mind. So like, did you say something to her? I didn't even think anything about it because I was just like, because I was mostly just joking around with her. And I was like, yeah. And he just walked out of the house and like drove after her because she had just like sped out as fast as she could. Never saw her again after that. You broke up like, I guess you probably wouldn't be like around me after that, but like you broke up like a few weeks again.
I was about to say, like, that sounded really sinister. Ryan leaves really bad, and then no one ever saw her again.
Yeah.
My friends still to this day make fun of, like, a few things that I would do because of her. But, like, she was so sensitive, so sensitive. Okay, well, she would call me at night. She had this thing. She hated when my friends would come over. And like
always a good quality in a girlfriend.
She would call me and she would want to talk to me, but if she thought one of my friends was there, she would just hang up. She's like, I'm not talking to you now. Your friends are over, and hang up, and she'd not talk to me until the next day. Well, she would call, and if I'll never forget one time she called me and she wanted to talk to me, and one of my friends she coughed in the background, and she didn't say anything. Click. Just hung up on me. Because she knew one of my friends was there, and she got so pissed off and hung up on me.
The beauty of it is, I don't know you super well, but I will bet you got mad at your friend for coughing. No,
why'd you fucking cough? I love her so much.
What, you got SARS or something?
That would get kind of mad. But when she would call me, after a while, I knew that's what would happen. Yeah. So till this day, they make fun of me, like, because I would go, shh, 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 don't say anything. Don't be quiet. Don't say anything. And they make fun of me today. They eat to each other, because I did when all of them would come over. So they all had to have the same idea and they know. And to each other, they'll go, shh, shh, hold it. Be quiet. Be quiet to each other just to make fun of me. And then I would answer the phone and I would go, hello. Yeah, I'm just sleeping. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And then I would hang up, and I knew she would leave me alone the rest of the night. She knew I was sleeping. So
she thought you were sleeping.
Yeah, so when we
found built on jealousy and lies.
So to this day, when we get on Skype or we talk in person, doesn't matter if they talk to each other. They always, even when I'm not around, they talk to each other. They're, hello. They answer each other's phone calls like that. So anytime we get in Skype or anything, that's how they answer. That's how they talk.
Yeah. And she is in all my wedding pictures.
All of them, yeah.
Like, we thought you were going to marry this girl. So, like, whenever I got married, like, no, you be in all the family photos with us. So, like, she went on, like, the honeymoon cruise with us. She's in all my wedding pictures.
Did you ever ask her to ask Josh to finger her?
Josh.
I like to think that Josh, like, everyone does this to Josh, and he doesn't know it. He just thinks he's, like, legendary in the fingering department.
He's, like, the fucking King Midas of fingering. He just, like, just these hair bangers. To the vaginas to gold.
Gosh.
But you lost your virginity to this girl. You had to have. To be that under, you had to have. Because I know my high school girlfriend had a lot of control over me, and it was exclusively because she held my V card.
I've only had two. It's weird to say. I've only had two real girlfriends my entire life. I've dated girls. I went on dates.
I thought you were going to say sex terrible. Partners, and I was like, you already answered one of my questions.
Yeah, then I have. Yes, I have only had sex with two girls. My first girlfriend and my wife.
How many guys, dude? Yeah. Well,
yuck. Five. Yeah.
Did you? You didn't really leave that romantic Yelp review, did you?
But I'm trying to think. I was going to go somewhere with that, and I totally got off track. Interesting story. The first time I ever had sex and lost my virginity, I was like, okay, well, I need a condom. I have to have a condom. And I didn't go to the store, but I knew my friend's dad had a shit ton of them. But the sad mistake I made was I knew that it was Brad. I knew his dad had the biggest dick in the world.
And I made the illustration of his whole forearm.
Okay. And Brad went there and got a couple of condoms and gave them to me.
Maybe he just tugged it a little bit
before he showed you. the biggest dick in the world.
But no, that's because we were going through his dad's laptop one time and he had so many dick pics on him. That's the reason that's how I knew. Like his
dad was taking selfie dick pics with your laptop camera.
He did. And he would chat on Yahoo with all these women.
It's his desktop wallpaper.
Just like an MS Paint arrow, just like pointing to it, mine.
I always thought it was weird because he had a huge bush, but it was perfectly trimmed on the base of his dick. Perfectly trimmed. Anyways, I don't want to go to my friend's
That's what's
dick.
Weird.
That's what we're talking about. But he let me borrow some of the condoms. And I
ended you had to return them.
Okay. You let me have some of the condoms. And I ended up, there were Magnum extra larges. Have you ever opened a Magnum extra large?
Yeah,
of course.
Massive. All the time.
Yeah, dude.
But I remember I put it on my dick and we were having sex and it tore. But I guess because it was too big. But I'm
trying to think of the logistics behind that. It sounds like you just said the Magnum condom was too small, so you tore it.
So I tore it. Okay, that extra large. Yeah. But ended up we were like, oh, we have to be safe, but we don't have a condom, so we got Saran wrap, and that didn't last very long.
This shows that we have the same DNA because we've never talked about this.
Never.
But I did the exact same thing.
That's awesome.
The exact same thing because, I didn't know about lubricant. So I remember I wrapped my dick in Saran wrap, but I didn't want to, to have it with an opening at the end. So I did a whole lot so then I could fold it under. And then I had a rubber band that I clipped on then.
A rubber band? That not cut circulation off? Nothing?
No, it's fine. It's like a cock ring.
Poor man's cock ring. Okay. Yeah.
But so then I take the Saran wrap unlubricated and I'm trying to put it inside her and it's making that just horrible squeaky sound.
I'm on board until the squeaking sound.
So that didn't work. So then I tried a Walmart bag.
A Walmart bag.
All the excess a Walmart bag of me trying to put it inside her with a Walmart, the crinkle of the Walmart bag between us.
Now, it's funny to tell this story. But what's really funny is there's a girl on the other end of that story who has to remember for the rest of her life that someone tried to fuck her with a Walmart bag.
We were at her house. We were going through her drawer trying to find stuff.
Every time she takes groceries home. She thinks of Tyler's dick. Awesome.
Oh, shit.
In that ottoman that has your boogers all under it.
Yeah.
It all comes back.
Oh, man. Anyways, I know you haven't listened to a ton of Tadpog, so I can't ask you the general, what can we do to make Tadpog better? But what's something you would like to see on Tadpog? What's something you would like to see Dave and I do?
Stream?
Yeah. We're hearing that more and more.
I hate it when people say that.
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
We did it once, and no one watched it. So.
Yeah, it's really hard to get,
I mean, because you do it way more. You guys stream your WoW play and stuff. Do you want plug in that or talk about what you've done with that?
I mean, it's not we haven't got. I think the most viewers I've ever had is 30.
That's about 28 more than we had for a Walking Dead episode. Yeah.
But I'll talk about a game that we have been streaming lately. But it's what we really, really got. We got into DayZ a little bit, but it was okay. But H1Z1 came out last week.
Yeah.
And I'm known between all of my friends to be the bitch and go to bed at 10 o'clock. They all stay up until 3 or 4. But since H1Z1 came out for the past 5 days, we've all stayed up to 3 and 4 playing together.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It's like DayZ? I've never heard of this. So it's like DayZ?
Yeah. It's a zombie simulator.
Hmm.
It's
not DayZ is what, just kind of a mod for Arma 3?
For Arma 3, yeah.
So it's still not tuned to be that.
Yeah, Sony made H1Z1.
Okay.
So, but it's they add added aspects of Minecraft in, it's like Minecraft and DayZ combined. So you can your entire map. You can cut down trees. You can make your own fort. You can make all your stuff. You can make your own. You can make weapons, that kind of thing. You can hold places on the map. It's not just random servers you hop in and out of.
So are other players trying to, if you're not online to defend your fort, are other players coming to attack it?
And if you don't have it,
See that's my turnoff point. That's kind of where I'm like, fuck.
Oh man, that's a good online shit.
But they're strong enough to where it's like no one really does it because all your weapons and stuff have durability, and you would need like just for a basic wood thing, you would need like 3 fire axes to get through it.
Okay.
So, and like, I don't know. But have you ever played DayZ?
No, I've watched lots of videos. I've never played it.
Yeah, because it's that proximity thing. Like, you'll run across, you know, proximity voice, so you talk to so many people. And, man, I've ran into some real assholes, and I've ran into, like, really cool people.
Because I've read about, like the Black Widow, who's this, a female player who will, she'll find her, she'll sound sweet and innocent and, like, needing your help, and then when you find her, she just kills you and takes all your shit. She's one of the more powerful players, like, in the area.
Damn.
That's pretty good. Unless there's anything else you just want to talk or say, I think that's pretty, solid. It's pretty good. Right. Yeah. We can take some calls.
You want to take some calls?
What are we at time-wise?
Usually,
I pull out my... I just now thought about it.
We're at about an hour right now, unedited. So once that's edited down, probably a little under an hour.
We take some calls then.
Talking about the WoW, like I've told Tyler that I will buy his WoW and pay for his subscription if he would play, and he still won't do it.
Damn, man. Yeah. You are really worried about like chasing that dragon, aren't you?
Yep.
Doesn't want to snort that cocaine.
Bump that rail, man.
Yeah. Bump that rail. I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I'm just – if I were to get into an MMO so hard again now, it'd be like every week's like, all right, Tyler, what'd you play this week? World of Warcraft. What do you want to talk about for IGN Super World of Warcraft?
Because it's got such a like hate. Have you seen Canada Today? Now?
No, World of Warcraft.
We probably have a lot more popular show. All right, let's see. I hope we haven't played this one before. We'll see.
Fucking Tad Talk. This is Jay calling in. Listen to the episode today. It's Monday, so it's other shit Monday. You had John Turley on. You played Super Monkey Ball, and I know that Cody called in like 5 times, and you had to call me out. Now I just wanted to call and say I know I've got at least 2 voicemails sitting in your inbox. You haven't played on the air yet. I know one of them has a mention of Bailey J in it, and which leads me to a regretful recall.
Awesome.
After the I think it was a call-in episode last week when my boy Cody brought up a Buck Angel Bailey J crossover, and you post some Buck Angel stuff online. I was like, I'm going to try and jack off to this. Not very well. I got about halfway through, and my dick was softer than melted butter. So I said, all right, let's find something real to jack off to. At any rate, I'm going to close this off with a would you rather.
Oh boy.
Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather listen to, well, I guess, would you rather play that Penn & Teller crazy bus, desert bus game all the way through? So I think it was like 16 and a half hours worth of nonstop driving through a desert, or sit in a chair for 24 hours straight and listen to Mmbop by Hanson.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know the Penn and Teller game.
It's, I've heard it mentioned a few times. It's basically just a driving simulator where you do nothing. It's real, like you play it and it's 16 hours of you just in a car with just drive settings. Like you can't turn on like the radio or whatever, and you have to maintain a certain speed. So you have to kind of pay attention.
Yeah.
Just like you're driving for 16 hours straight through a desert.
I'd rather do that because then I can listen to podcasts or something for 16 hours. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say that by the end of it, I wouldn't be like, man, probably should have like fed my baby in this time or something, something productive.
I don't know if can I play games while I'm listening to Mbop? Because I guess I could.
Yeah, there's that.
Or we could play D&D to Mbop for like 24 hours straight. I could probably do that. I could make some interesting battles to Hanson.
Yeah, I think that you reach like the eight hour mark, and then I think maybe you like become a different person. Like you can never go back. It's like you're Nom.
Ryan?
I would say probably playing the game. Because if you have to listen to it 24 hours, if you could sleep, it'd be easy, but I don't know. I'd rather.
I mean, I guess 16 hours is a shorter time to do something than 24 hours. Yeah. Like,
plus, I feel like if you play this desert sim, then you've got like a great Tadpog story. I'm like, guess what I did today? Drove through a fucking desert.
That'll be another Ship Monday. We played Penn Teller's Desert Driving Game.
This is a real fucking game, or is this like really?
Because they were, I think, like he made it sort of to make fun of people, make fun of gamers. Because I mean, I'm basing this loosely on some things I've seen on Reddit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I assume.
But I'll look more into this. So more information to come.
We got a text message here. It starts out, motherfucking Tadpog, : Cody here. I hope you are liking the old game covers I've been sending. If you are, I'll keep sending them. I am. Yep. So please keep sending them. They're awesome. Hashtag Team Cody. Sorry, Fishlips J. Sorry. I haven't tallied those results, but I think Fishlips J is, I think he's the winner.
So far,
I think he's the winner.
You asked me earlier what you think you could do to on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I think it would be awesome if, like, say you're all going to the cabin or whatever, have like a record like a video of you guys and I guess like and the game at the same time and have them together, but just record kind of like you would stream, but have it recorded, but like a Street Fighter tournament or just like some kind of tournament like that mm-hmm. y'all would play together, that it would be hilarious to watch just everybody's reactions.
We mentioned that briefly back in the day, like that NBA Jam tournament we had would have been interesting to have streamed and then showing the action. So you mean like one overview of like the room with everybody talking.
Yeah. So you see people's reactions.
And the other one is the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting.
Worms would be pretty good too.
Worms. Yeah. Oh man. Because this year, Mario Party 10 is coming out this year. So.
We got another call. This is from 951.
Motherfucking Tadpog. What's up? It's 951 here. Told you drunk phone calls to follow. So here you go. And since I think the last call I heard, somebody got on the Would You Rather train. So Lord Mike of Purdue, I'm sorry, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue, can't give you any more Would You Rathers. Here we go. I got a Would You Rather for you. Would you rather play a video game as the Ninja Turtles with those three big-ass fingers, or would you rather play a video game as the Golden Girls with those old rusty, I don't know, arthritis fingers? So, yeah, there you go. There's my Would You Rather, and there was my drunken phone call. So, thanks, guys. Bye.
I like how everybody says motherfucking Tadpog every time.
Because that's what you hear on the voicemail.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's just fucking Tadpog fucking on the Tadpog. Voicemail. Because we got very frustrated. Mm-hmm. I wrote a whole song that we were going to sing on it. But somehow Google Voicemail limits you to only say like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. It's so short. It's like so short. And like we had this all this like intricate lyrics written out.
Well, I've played a game as with Ninja Turtle fingers. It's called the NES Power Glove, because that's pretty much what it feels like. So I'm going to have to go Golden Girls, because the Power Glove's an awesome idea, but in practice it was terrible.
I'm going to go Ninja Turtles, because I like the idea of Michelangelo playing, and then in between like loading screens, he throws his fingers back, and the three other turtles smell it. And he's like, April O'Neil.
Man, those girls are loving those thick Ninja Turtle like dick fingers.
What do you think, Ryan?
I would say Ninja Turtles too.
Yeah, for the same reason, or
yeah, for the exact same reason. I seen this picture. It showed like those little kosher dill pickles, and it said it was Photoshopped, and it said turtle dicks on it. So it reminds me of turtle dicks.
Fair. I've got one for you. I got a call from 651, and Google Voice says transcript not available. It's 13 seconds, so I don't know. It might just be, crunching sounds.
Not even crunching sounds.
It's a pretty good call. Thanks for calling. All right, here is a call from 763.
Fucking Tadpog. Fish Lips Jay Con with a question that you should save for one of your Chrono Trigger episodes.
Oops.
I played through Chrono Trigger like 7 times, and by playthrough, I mean I played to a point where, I don't know, I think about Chrono dies, and then I stop playing the game. So
I don't play this anymore. He's dead.
But at any rate, I'm going to give you a, I guess you guys call it a bed, wed, behead. I still like kill, fuck, marry. I'm going to go with Luca, Marla, and Isla. So I guess I would have to marry Marla or Marley.
Marl.
Merle.
And that's just because you got to marry into royalty. Come on, that's just fucking sense.
Yeah.
As for fuck, definitely Isla, because she's prehistoric. She's got some stuff, you know, going on. She'll probably just rock your world. And Luca is just going to have to die just because I've already chosen the other two. So, fuck it.
Poor Luca.
Mm-hmm. Because I totally, Luca. My answer is exactly the same as Fish Lips.
Yeah, I'm also, mine is the same.
Mine wouldn't be.
No?
No.
What you got?
Okay. Mila, that's the prehistoric one, right?
Ayla.
Okay,
yeah.
Ayla. Well, my thought, she's probably got a huge bush.
Well, sure.
And I'm not into that.
Well, I'm not either.
Unless it's off of Brad's dad's giant dick.
You're right. And it's trim around where it matters. No, but yeah, hairy legs, hairy armpits. But I would.
Well, Ryan's wife is so perfectly hairless. It's the only way he rolls with it.
And I would marry Luca, and then just fuck Marla. Is that what's her name?
Marl.
You can go some different ways. Marl.
Yeah, Marl. Yeah, that's the way I would go.
Okay.
I do think that marrying Marl is kind of a gamble because she is royalty, but she's also like kind of a wild card. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like at any moment, she could just you could just be like, "Oh, what are you doing? I'm burning down the palace because I want to be a boy."
I ate all the jerky. Now the entire southern continent is going to starve. Thank you, Fish Lips, Jay.
Yes, thank you. That's a good question. You want to do one more?
Another one.
Here's a call from 478.
Fucking Tadpog, colon, backslash, underscore. It's really cold tonight, and while I was checking my balls into my underbelly. What's going on? How you doing? How's what's the baby doing? Yeah, like nope. Caramel. And or what's the unexpected thing that she ran into about fatherhood.
What? All I heard was fatherhood.
There's more. Yeah, there's about more. It's just breathing.
Beef.
Beef.
All right. Now, we've had people who have said that they've drunk dialed. Like, I think that was our first legitimate ass. Like, I'm about to have alcohol poisoning and die. I've got two. I can either call an ambulance or I can call Tadpog.
I want that call to be like, holy fuck, did I call them and say that? Like, so drunk, they do not remember it. Oh, man. That's pretty. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Something about T-Rex fatherhood and beef.
Yeah. I'm going to go with beef.
That's what I believe the original name for Burger Time was, beef.
I think he was asking what our favorite things about fatherhood was, were, is.
Were. We both just retired. having a cute baby.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing, I love it when he sleeps through the night. Like, that's a good thing.
Mm.
That's probably my favorite thing right now is getting uninterrupted sleep that I'm accustomed to before having a baby. But I love him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to listen to this, mm-hmm. you know, 12 years.
Shamefully, so, years later.
Or maybe he won't. I think that we should end the show right now, because I don't really think it can get any better. But we got another call from 478. It looks like just minutes later. So okay. I would like to play that.
We should.
So that the next time we do calls, it doesn't start off with, and then the beef in the thing. So.
Take us. Hey, what's your favorite song by the hit band Train?
The Train?
No, that's it. favorite song by the hit band Train. And your favorite episode of the Gilmore Girl.
All right.
What's our favorite song by the hit band Train? Train has no good songs.
What's name it? Can someone name a Train song for me?
Drops of Jupiter, which I said was the worst song ever, and Nicole protested.
On this show?
Mm-hmm.
I need to start paying attention more. I'm just sitting here thinking about beef most of the time. I guess I have to go with that because it's the only one that I know. Yeah. Is there another one? Who did Meet Virginia?
Maybe that was Train.
Was that Train? I mean, I hate that fucking song.
Yeah.
Can I just pick an REM song instead?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
Okay. That's on my iPod for some weird reason.
Ryan, what's your favorite Train song?
I can't think of anything. But here's completely off topic.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Yeah. You said the last question, you said, well, what's Tyler's favorite part about fatherhood?
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, some reason I thought of that Peter Griffin part where he had Stewie and Stewie was sucking on his nipple and he pulled out the hair. It was just
breastfeeding.
It was just this big Train thought. And then I thought Tyler like staying at home and can't get Kenneth to stop crying and him just pulling down his shirt and Kenneth sucking on his nipple. I don't know why. I just thought about that. But
man. I've lost all the pacifiers. I have no alter. All the nipples of the bottles.
She won't
the
stop pacifiers crying, are all gone. Try something.
That's a very Ashley Shake thought you just had. Thanks for coming on, Ryan.
No problem.
I had a good time. No, that was good. I don't know what I'll title this episode. Something about the one where Ryan admits to premarital sex. I don't know.
Booger Ottoman.
We'll figure it out. Booger Ottoman. The one where Ryan reveals his booger.
The cover art could be a photograph of that ottoman in the corner. Man, this show just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
With a Walmart bag, too.
You do need to add a Walmart bag to that. Or the album art's just you fucking naked with a Walmart bag tied around your dick
with a rubber band.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find this wonderful show on iTunes or Stitcher. Probably next week we'll do the SoundCloud thing. We have that set up. I just need to actually do it.
Right. No, actually, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was thinking today it would be kind of cool to make like February. I'm just going to bounce this idea off you.
Okay.
If you don't like it, it's fine. February is SoundCloud month. And every day in February, we upload like 7 tracks, 7 Tadbog episodes, classic Tadbog episodes. Because I figure if we do like February has 28 days, right?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
If we do
is it a leap year? Then it'll have 29.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. But it'll work out anyway. So like if we do like 7 a day, then by the end of February, we'll have all of Tadpog up, and 7 episodes. That's enough to get somebody through a work day.
If somebody out there take the Tadpog Black History Month Challenge, and that is where you listen to 7 hours of Tadpog every day for February.
Man, there are other podcasts on SoundCloud. I was looking, and it's going to be really, really weird. The reason I wanted to space it out over time is because they normally like publish like we do. You mm-hmm. know, we publish twice a week. Well, a lot of them are weekly. And they'll like publish an episode and then a week will go by and they publish. It's going to look really, really weird when it's like 175 episodes on February 1st. You're welcome, Internet.
I like that idea. That sounds good. Sounds
I know
good.
Like that might make it more work, and if it's too much.
No,
work,
no, it'd then. Be easier than I'd rather do that, take like 20 minutes out of my day than spend an entire day just drag, drop, set up. Okay. No, awesome. Love it.
Cool. I looked into it a little bit. I think it would be a pain to do a whole bunch of them at yeah. once, because like the way that the files are named, because we never thought that these would be on SoundCloud or anything. Mm-hmm. So I've got them all named. The file names start with the day that it published. Well, that's not going to fucking matter on SoundCloud because they're going up after they've published.
Yeah.
So like the file names don't have like episode numbers and stuff like that in them. So okay. it might be tough to like right. keep track of like which ones are up and which ones aren't. So hopefully this will make it easier.
Yeah, definitely.
And I found out on SoundCloud. Have you been on there yet?
Nope.
It's pretty cool. They've got some pretty cool like video game music stuff on there. Like you have to like really sift through it because 90% of it is really bad, but like there's 10% that's incredible.
Mm.
But on SoundCloud, they like it's public. They show it publicly, like how many people have listened to it, the track, and like how many people have liked it and how many people have shared it. So what I'm saying is, listener, when we get these up on SoundCloud, please go to SoundCloud. Please go to SoundCloud and like these. Make Ashley Shake feel like he hasn't wasted $135.
So the episodes will be on there eventually.
Eventually.
Starting February. Well, we still really like, we're going to like those SoundCloud likes. We'll probably do something with those eventually.
I feel like I would love there to be a contest where the first person who gives me the episode number and the time in that episode that I say I'm allergic to bees, I'm willing to give you a prize. Like I am legitimately willing to send you a prize in the mail if you can find me saying that I'm allergic to bees on a Tadpog episode.
And then call us in and play that through your cell phone so we have a call of Dave telling himself he's allergic to bees.
Yes. And then I'll send you a prize. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It might be a Walmart bag.
Just full of semen. Or pictures of a really big dick.
Yeah, could you help me get those? Because I don't know where to find them.
I'm sure I could. Yeah.
Just text message him.
Hey, man, give them to your dad.
Hey, I'm Tyler's weird friend. Can you send me pics of big dicks?
My friends are going to listen to this, so it's going to be funny. But both of them make fun of each other because both of them have went through each other's phones. They're twins. And they went through each other's phones and found dick pics that they've sent to eat. They both sent to girls, and it's so funny.
I feel like they could have saved time and just done it
just
once.
Just done it once. You're right. You are right. Yes.
We still like 5-star iTunes reviews, and we're still going to incentivize those a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if you go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star written review. Mm-hmm. If there's a game you want us to play, or a guest host you want on a certain episode, or you know, we're open to other ideas. We may as well open that Pandora's box. But as long as you include that in a 5-star written iTunes review, we promise that we will get to it eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about Ryan's dad's friend's dick. in the meantime, you can find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. Man, I don't even know what's going to be in the show notes, but at least check it out for this sweet photograph of the Ottoman. That's going to be there, maybe. You can also find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There are a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Tyler will normally do an episode post, and if you have anything to say about that particular episode, it's a really good place to put it. You can find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize, but thank you for everybody who has been retweeting, particularly our episode posts. We're going to be on SoundCloud. I got to think of a thing to say for SoundCloud in the future, so I'll say we're taking suggestions on that. You can call us if you want. If you want to be one of like the really awesome people who really, really, really needs to go to the hospital but decides to call Tadpog instead, man, that's cool. Do that. Call us at 270-883-2555. Try to keep it under 3 minutes, if possible.
Thanks again for coming on, Ryan. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You bailed me out from having to play a game when I was busy. So how you want to close it out?
Oh, me?
Sure.
Oh, something in Josh's voice.
Okay, done.
All right, classic.
Good classic. Say it in the cadence that Josh... We're saying our ending, but we're saying it in the cadence of Josh turning down someone that he's going to finger. So until next time... Tropical Capricorn.
I knew his dad had the biggest dick in the world.